Humans have been in Australia for a minimum of 50,000 years, but the way in which they first arrived has been unclear. New research from Flinders University and the Australian Research Council is starting to piece together this complex puzzle. Cale Matthews with this report.
70,000 years ago, the first humans were on the move, migrating out of Africa and spreading across the world in a geological heartbeat. As Professor Corey Bradshaw, Matthew Flinders Fellow in Global Ecology at Flinders University, explains, the swift migration of humans is universal.
One of the truisms about ancient movements is that they were very rapid. When people started coming out of Africa, you know, 80, 90,000 years ago, they made their way through much of South Asia and well into Europe, from to the north and into North Asia and eventually into Australia very quickly after they left Africa. And we're seeing this kind of capability of massive and rapid adaptation across the entire globe.
But moving between continental landmasses is much more difficult. Overcoming treacherous seas and surviving novel environments is no mean feat. New research from Flinders University in Adelaide is suggesting that the ancestors of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders first arrived in Australia as part of a purposeful and technologically advanced voyage.
For them to be able to organise groups of tens, if not hundreds of people, to do these rather complicated migrations through not very nice seas, they would have had to definitely plan this. This couldn't have been something that they could have done randomly. We modeled that explicitly. We looked at, say, okay, well, let's say there was a big storm and a bunch of people were swept to sea, made it to the next island, and assuming that they all survive, which they probably wouldn't, that they can then build up another population and so on and so forth through the island chain. So if you, as you can probably imagine, if you add up all those probabilities, it's pretty low that you're going to do it at random. So it by just sheer technological challenge and the numbers involved, it absolutely had to be planned.
So what are the implications of a planned migration, and what can this teach us about human arrival in Australia?
It exposes some of the implicit biases we might have about ancient peoples, and it doesn't really matter where you're talking, it could be Australia or other parts of the world, that so long ago, and this is an insane amount of time ago. I mean, the ancient Egyptians weren't even a thought bubble at this point. I mean, this is tens of thousands of years before that.
These people were smart and often don't get enough credit for how technologically innovative they had to have been.
We think intrinsically that the earlier in our human evolution it is, the less advanced the people were. But that actually, when you think about it, doesn't really make sense. These were anatomically modern humans, exactly the same as us in almost every single way. The only thing is that they were probably limited by their technology. That said, they clearly had the technological nous to be able to build vessels that would make it across to these islands. And it really shows that they had the planning capability and intellectual capacity to do that. So I think in our modern bias, we might tend to downplay their capability.
Professor Bradshaw's past research has focused on the extinction of megafauna in Australia and has linked the arrival of humans with the extinctions. So what have been the reactions from Indigenous communities to this research?
There are certain views that there was no technological or other capacity to be able to wipe out entire species. Now, we didn't directly model that in this particular set of papers, but it does show that these people were remarkably versatile and could adapt to their new systems rather quickly. So the ability to exploit new environments was probably innate and very well developed. So from that perspective, I think it shows that just like modern humans, who are very adept at modifying ecosystems, often to the detriment of the ecosystem, that it was probably an inherent capacity even for those earlier peoples. So sometimes I get there's a bit of cultural or sociopolitical resistance to some of the work we do, but we're trying to base this on real data. So I'll stick to that story.
Scientific research should respect culture and should involve a certain level of communication between the scientists and the communities.
It's a two-way street. So we're learning as much as we're informing. And quite aware of a long history of injustices, and we want to make sure that that is not creeping into our science and trying to remove those sorts of biases. And it really is, it's about communication.
So what's next for Professor Bradshaw? now that we know humans got here on purpose?
Well, we're working on a model right now that's looking at how people moved through Australia once they got here. And it's showing some pretty remarkable results so far. I won't give much more. We'll have this chat in a few months, I think. But yeah, it just shows also that people, once they got to Australia, they moved around pretty quickly and made it to Tasmania in kind of in an eye blink.
Corey Bradshaw, Matthew Flinders Fellow in Global Ecology, speaking with The Wire's Cale Matthews. We have tried to reach out for a comment from Indigenous historians on this story, but we haven't been able to get that perspective yet, unfortunately.